Hey, this is MuckDog from thelearningcurve.blogspot.com, and it is Friday, October 15th, and this is podcast number 20. Well, if I want to start out with, I blogged and also tweeted that my black box market timing system has had sell signals all week, pretty much, and usually that's cause for alarm. Not always, it's not always right. And actually, I still remain 100% in the market, so I'm actually not panic selling or anything like that, but it is on a sell signal, so I will be watching closely for other signs that it's time to exit. And usually, for me, that's looking at the calendar, seeing what's upcoming, or seeing what's not upcoming. Sometimes lethargy can lead to rising stocks or falling stocks, but since we've had a historic run here since the beginning of September, it wouldn't surprise me that we're due for a correction. In addition, you saw a little bit of market divergence today with technology, specifically Google and Apple, of course, on a tear, where you have the banks really falling behind because of this whole foreclosure gate, and also the Fed talking about quantitative easing, which I think is, with the word stimulative having negative connotations for the election, I think quantitative easing is something new and a little bit confusing for most folks, but really that's just more stimulus with the Fed pouring money into the economy. Anyways, there's a cool, interesting article from Zero Hedge by Tyler Durden, and he kind of goes at Bob Pisani. Says, sorry, in a CNBC, and Bob, there's no way to spin this. ICI has just reported the latest in what is now a weekly farce. Nobody wants a piece of this market. Nobody! Retail is out permanently, as confirmed by the 23rd sequential outflow from domestic equity mutual funds, this time redeeming $5.6 billion, the highest since the beginning of September, right before the Fed's full-blown stock ramp intervention began. And that brings the total year-to-date mutual fund redemptions to $80 billion. Sorry, bankers, no greater fool, no hot potato. The jig is up. Have fun selling Apple at $50 million to each other, and of course, ENIAC in sub-penny increments. Everyone else will stick to bonds and gold. Lights out. And there's some graphs and stuff like that. Now, I'm wondering, are people selling equity mutual funds, so they're selling stocks, because they're afraid of the market, I'm sure that's some of it, or are they redeeming it because they're behind on their payments, they need the cash? Maybe a little bit of both. I don't think, for me, this is kind of a contrarian indicator. Even though I started off saying that, hey, I have a sell signal, hey, it's time to get out, maybe something to think about, even though I'm invested. Here you have really contrarian sign that, boy, if folks are piling out of the market, I mean, don't they have to come back in at some point? Because bonds are yielding squat. Gold is, to me, crazy. Gold doesn't produce anything, and I can't get excited about gold. I know that people think it's kind of a safe refuge, but safe refuge to me is guns and ammunition if it gets to that point. That's where the lights out really is. Anyways, pretty cool article. Go read it. It's at Zero Hedge by Tyler Durden. President Obama. This is from the LA Times Nation section. Obama is seeking $250 payment to Social Security recipients. Hello, buying votes. Obama will press Congress to send a one-time payment of $250 to senior citizens to help them get through another year without an increase to their Social Security benefits. So, with inflation very low, this is the second year in a row that we are not going to get Social Security benefit increases for recipients. The nation doesn't have the money. I mean, we're running deficits, and without inflation, there isn't, really isn't a reason to increase money. I think this $250 payment, it's nice. It would help folks out a little bit, at least temporarily, and maybe they go buy something from their grandkids, something like that. But, certainly something to me sounds like an election year gimmick to get folks to vote for the Democrats. I don't know if you heard about cotton. Cotton is at a 140-year peak. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Cotton prices touched their highest level since Reconstruction on Friday. Who was around here for that? Raise your hands. as a string of bad harvests and demand from China spark worries of a global shortfall. So what investments does this hit? Fruit of the Loom? Who's going to be raising prices? Who's going to be switching to other materials? What else can they make underwear out of, or t-shirts, or anything else that's made of cotton? Cotton gin. Anyways, the sudden surge in prices. Cotton has risen up to 56% in 3 months, has alarmed manufacturers and retailers who worry they may be forced to pass on higher costs to recession-weary consumers. Well, of course they're going to pass on the higher costs. They're not going to just absorb it, right? I mean, who can run a business if you have no profits? And they will pass on the costs. Anyways, this is going to be a quick Friday podcast as I am testing once again the iPhone Caster app. The first time actually wasn't very successful. When I uploaded it, it was like double speed. I don't know why. So now I'm actually in a Wi-Fi area, so we'll see if this has better results. Otherwise, I have to do what I did last time, which is bring it on the computer and muck with it to upload to Audioboo. And, of course, the music, again, is from PodSafe Music, musicalley.com. And once again, I'm sticking with what's on my iPhone, which is A to B by Benjamin McCarthy. So, everyone have a great Friday night. See ya. What is it that happens when love loses shine? Notes upon the pillow become chores to remember. Someone's new Porsche gets a new paint. Then come the I hope she was worth it. Highway to hell starts out so well. From A to B, getting lost along the way. Telepathy, the homing pigeon flies that way. But that doesn't guarantee that we'll get from A to B. As little boys and girls, flies that way, but that doesn't guarantee that we'll get through maybe. Put a finger on the hairline, cry.